Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. About 25% of pork raised in the United States is exported. And President of the National Pork Producers Council, Scott Hayes, says in order for U.S. consumers to continue to enjoy bacon and ribs at an affordable price, other pork cuts need to be exported that are not in high demand in the U.S. And because of that, he says they are glad to be a part of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, which has been good for U.S. pork producers.
Huge customer base there. You know, more than half of the world's population is in that region of the world. So we want to be a part of anything that's going on there. And we are getting some positive movement there on getting more product into India. We recently got tariffs lowered a little bit in Vietnam. Some exciting things going on.
On that note, Hayes says that U.S. pork producers are proving themselves when it comes to lowering the carbon footprint.
We're measuring our, sustainability, and we're excited about the numbers we're seeing. You know, pork producers have a great story to tell there. We raise pigs, which produce some manure, and the manure is then applied to crop ground to raise corn and soybeans for the next pig crop. So we've done that for years and years, and we know that's good for soil health, good for the environment. We've decreased the amount of water that we need and decreased the amount of grain we need per pound of pork consistently for the last 50 years.
Scott Hayes, president of the National Pork Producers Council.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.